This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
My good friend Laura Loomer had this to say. She said, I met a reporter at the rally in Miami yesterday, she tweeted this, who traveled from Japan. And it was so funny because they were asking me questions about why I was there. And I asked the reporter what people in Japan think about what is happening to President Trump. And he said, they think it's outrageous. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They think it's outrageous. Yeah. They know what's going on. The world is watching America and saying to itself, what just happened? They watched it in 2020. They watched the guy who was the most popular guy on the planet at that time. Yes, a white, rich, Republican man surpassed baby black Jesus in terms of popularity. And they didn't know what to do. They were like, what just happened here? Oh, by the way, let me do this real quickly. Carol G. I'm not going to say your last name, Carol. Saw her at an event while I was in Sedona. She hands me an envelope with a check in it. Announces to this audience, been a fan of Kevin Jackson for a long time, blah, blah, blah. We never met. Finally got a chance to meet in the beautiful town of Sedona. If you get a chance, whoo, go see that place. Melissa and I got married there. Beautiful place. Anyway, and Carol hands me a check. Then I get back and find out that she signed up to be one of our recurring donors. I can't thank her enough. She announces to the people, you got to follow Kevin's work. He's amazing. I download the show every day, blah, blah, blah. And Carol, I'm glad we got a chance to meet and give you a hug. And I know you had to leave to go back to doing what you do because you're an important woman in your career. I won't tell people what you are. But Carol G., I want to thank you. I want to publicly thank you. And also, Jim, and for setting that up. Dwight and Andrea, thank you for setting that up. Lori, I know you were also one of the recurring donors. Others are writing checks. We haven't gone to check our mail, but we appreciate you. Thank you all. And the more we get out, the more people hear the message. It's amazing. Let me say one other quick thing about Sedona Patriots. I go up, I do a presentation. We finish. It went 50 minutes longer than it. In other words, I finished my presentation. I looked at Jim. I said, Jim, let me know if I'm on time. He's like, no, keep going, keep going. So a couple of ladies stood up and said, Kevin, one of the best presentations we've ever had to our team, number one. And number two, Jim said, this is the longest. You set the record for the longest people stayed after an event. He did it at 40 minutes and it was 50 minutes. And finally he says, at this point, we got to wrap up because they have to set up for the next whatever the restaurant we were at, they were setting up for lunch, for dinner, I'm sorry. He says, we got to go. But they would have stayed. A few people left, but and it, I'm not telling you they were, we trapped them in the building. They stayed because of what I had to say. It was compelling. And on the ride up, I was with my development guy, Ron, and he's asking me questions about, Kevin, what are we going to talk about? And he's trying to play devil's advocate, and he's telling me, Kevin, here's what I'm hearing. Here's what people are saying around the state. And I talked about this the other day, and I said to Ron, I don't care what people say. I don't care what they're thinking. I don't mean it in a cocky way, but people don't know how to think. And when we got up there and I talked and I explained, I showed him exactly what I was talking about. Oh, Kevin, what about this or that? And I'd say, yep, but you're thinking about it wrong. And they'd go, oh, he's right. I gave him, so I'll give you an example. They talked about 10 pieces of legislation that the Republicans passed for election integrity, and Katie Hobbs vetoed it all. And I said, I'm going to bet you money, not a single one of those pieces of legislation had anything that if Hobbs vetoed it, it would create a crap storm for her. Nothing involved race, class, gender, anything, sexuality. They didn't put any poison pills in there. They just kept throwing bill after bill after bill. Well, let me ask you this. See, I think like a winner. You might beat me in one race, You might beat me in the second race. But how many races do I have to lose before either I learn that I can't run or I start figuring out how to beat you? How many? How long are you going to train? I know this all my life. When I do something and want to do it, and I know I'm good at it, if you beat me twice, you'll be lucky to beat me three times because I'm going to figure out how to beat you. I'm not talking about illegally. I'm not going to trip you. I'm not going to galooly your knees, Nancy Kerrigan. Why? Why? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to work hard, train hard. I'm going to look at your film. If it's in the ring, I'm going to look at your film. I'm going to find your weakness. I'm going to exploit it, and I'm going to beat you. If it's on the track, I'm going to train harder than you. I'm going to go out there every single day, stretch, pull, do the weight. I'm going to do whatever it takes. So I ask them, 10 times the Republicans lost, do you think that they stopped at any point and said, wait a minute, our strategy is not working here? And everybody laughed. I said, now, let's ask you this. What if they put something in there that dealt with black issues, Latino issues, women issues, children's issues, whatever? And I said, and everybody started shaking their head like, you're right. You're right. So then they gave me a specific example. I said, here's what I would have put in there. And they all went, whoa, yes. And my point was this. If you don't know how to think, if you don't think like a winner, if you don't know how to think the way I've been thinking, which is, you know, almost 60 years as a black man that looks at things and says, here's how the left would do it. If you're not in that mindset, you're not going to get there. It's something that is second nature to me, and that's why I can do it so quickly. People would ask me all the time. They still do. Kevin, how's it when you were in an interview with the leftist, man, you just came back, boom, you just like, bang. And I was like, it's easy. I've been doing it my whole life. This isn't some newfangled thing. I didn't get red-pilled like Candace Owens a few years ago. I've been thinking like this from the time I had a thought. I would think, that's not the way the world works. Let me go back to what Laura said. So the Japanese people are going, it's outrageous what they're doing to Trump. Then she says, people all around the world are watching the U.S. carry out communist tactics of arresting the political opposition to the current regime. There were reporters from all over the world at the rally yesterday. I did interviews with several foreign publications, and they are quite shocked by what's happening in our country. And here's what she said that was most poignant. We aren't respected anymore. Joe Biden, what is he going to bring back? You know what the Democrats have brought? They brought a third world banana republic. That's what they've given us. And they want you to believe they've saved us. Saved the democracy. We're not a democracy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't watch professional sports, but I heard that the basketball thing ended, and I think Denver won, right? And they said 10 people were wounded by gunfire after Denver won the championship. And I thought, boy, that's how leftists celebrate. You know, that's the crowd that put up the Black Lives Matter fist in the middle of the court, had it all over the place. Now they've backed away from it. Professional sports is like, okay, let's not be quite as woke as we were before. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network. Speaking of celebrating, we're just halfway through Pride Month. In another couple of weeks or so, the rainbows are going to disappear from the stores, and we're going to go back to having rainbows just be what? What, folks? A gift from God. When nature does this little rain show, and the sunlight comes out and hits the weather pattern or whatever it's supposed to do, and you get the rainbow, it's going to go back to being just a rainbow, not owned by anybody. I so want to do these shirts that are a rainbow shirt, and it says, "No, I'm not gay, and this is just a rainbow." Would you wear it? I'm curious. Would you wear it? Because I want to do that shirt. No, I'm not gay, and this is just a rainbow. And get every conservative to wear it during June, during Pride Month. We'll call it our Pride Month shirt. Either that, or you wear my not gay man woman Q plus, NGMWQ plus shirt, which is shades of green, like camo, with some bullet holes in it. That would be the conservative, the NGNWQ plus flag. Now, why do we have the Qs? Because, actually, we want to have the Ts, too. Because if you're transsexual and you switch genders, but then you like the opposite gender, why should you be part of the LGBT? They just become the LGB. Be part of the NGNWTQ plus. I want some initials just like they have. I talk about this in my comedy routine, but I do. I want some initials. Initials seem to give you credibility. You know, like the NAACP. I want some initials. Anyway, Republicans flipped the House seat, folks. I don't know if you know that it was a special election. You're not going to hear a lot of hoopla about this because the left doesn't want you to know. They flipped a House seat. Democrat Rep. Clinton Collamore reportedly resigned in February after he allegedly forged signatures to collect public campaign funds totaling $14,000, and he violated Maine's Clean Elections Act. Well, there was a special election held. It was a contest between Republican Abden Simmons and Democrat Wendy P-I-E-H. I don't know how to spell her name, but let's call her Wendy P. Simmons secured the 52-48% victory to win the House seat for House District 45. The Republican victory in Maine was seen as a surprise. Yeah, it's a surprise because it's amazing we can win any election. And you know what? The Democrats probably went, no, let them win this one so they won't think that there's a cheat. Let them have it. It's Maine, for goodness sakes. It's not Illinois. It's not Texas. It's not Pennsylvania, Ohio, Colorado. It's not something we want. We don't care about Maine. But it is a win for us. And I'm going to tell you about the wins because I was telling Ron as we were driving up to Sedona, I go, we are like cadaver dogs. If you keep going out and you find dead bodies, this is the GOP, we're the GOP's cadaver dogs. They take us out and they go sniff. The rubble crumbles in 2020 and 2022. It's like a big earthquake. And we're going, oh my gosh, we got to save people. And we go out there and we go, nope, another dead body. Nope, 2020, another dead body. 2022, another dead body. Another dead body. But you know what they do with cadaver dogs? Every now and then they plant somebody in the rubble. And they let the cadaver dog smell. And they go smell and they find somebody that's alive. And they make the guy look like he's dirty and all. Because the cadaver dog knows. They put the smells on him to make sure that he knows. So when the person comes up and he's like, oh my, the cadaver dog gets all excited because he's like, I found a real live body. See, they don't like just finding dead bodies. They get depressed. They want to find a live body, so they set you up. Maine was a cadaver dog live find. So we became what they call rescue dogs. A cadaver dog every now and then wants to feel like he's rescued something. And that's what we did. They gave us Maine. We feel rescued. Right now, the Democrats and the rhinos are trying to figure out what can we give them to make them feel rescued while we go after the big picture. The rubble is we got to shake the foundation of MAGA. We got to get rid of Donald Trump. But can we give them something? Who are they going to give us? They're going to give us Hunter? They're going to give us Joe? Whatever it is, understand this, folks. The earthquake has occurred. What does it take to rebuild after an earthquake? You're going to be happy finding that one body? Maybe if you have the mindset of a cadaver dog, and that's the only thing you're doing, you got one task, you're getting some, oh my God, I found a live body, a live body, a live body. But you know what you still have underneath all that stuff? You still got the rubble. And we have massive earthquakes that have occurred in 2020 and 2022. Political earthquakes. These are 10 on the Richter scale. And these are once-in-a-lifetime earthquakes that occurred 2 years apart. What are you going to do? You going to let it go? Or you going to just act like a cadaver dog? You happy with Maine? We barely took over the House. I want you to understand, what would have happened had we lost the House? What would you know? What happened in 2020 when we lost a fraudulent election? We got a radical black leftist feminist in the Supreme Court that never should have been there. The Supreme Court right now should not be 6-3. It should be 7-2. I don't even know that it's 6-3. I think it's closer to 5-4. What do you think? These are our opportunities. These judges that are being appointed to go after Trump and theoretically to go after you, and ultimately do go after you, these people that are suborning justice, that are supporting this crooked FBI, this crooked DOJ, what apparatus, what infrastructure is in place? What methodology are they following? Are they following the rule of law? Anyway, this victory in Maine, I'll take it. I'm not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth. Thank you, rhinos and Democrats, for treating me like a cadaver dog. But let me tell you something. We're gonna rebuild. We're gonna rebuild better. And when we build this next election cycle, you're not gonna be able to tear it down. Because we're going to remind you of what you allowed Joe Biden and his crooked family to get away with.
We've got to keep it up. We've got to double down right now. It's only going to get harder from here, but it's closer, but it's going to get harder. The word is, as I said again, inflection point.
Indeed, Joe Biden, we are at an inflection point, and people are starting to wonder, what does he even mean by that? But it is going to get harder. It's going to get harder for Joe Biden and the Democrats. They already know this. They're already setting up for it. Are you prepared? Are you ready to go the distance? Because I hope you are. I know I am. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update, except for the practices of the Minneapolis Police Department.
George Floyd should be alive today.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on the findings of the Justice Department after 2 years of investigating the death of Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. The report says Minneapolis police routinely violated the rights of minorities and people with disabilities. Guilty on all counts, the verdict in Pittsburgh for the man accused of opening fire at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, killing 11 people, the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Ja Morant of the NBA will miss the first 25 games of the next season. his punishment for a second incident of flashing guns in a social media post. The town of Perryton, Texas, is the scene of a rescue and recovery effort after two tornadoes blew through yesterday. At least three people were killed and dozens hurt. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
London Roberts. Let me spell it for you. L-U-N-D-E-N Roberts. Remember that name. I'm going to say it again. London Roberts. That is the conservative version of Stormy Daniels. And she's not thrusting herself, pardon the pun, into the limelight. She just happens to be, because if you don't know who she is Hunter Biden baby mama. Okay? She is the daughter of little Navy Roberts, who I believe they're trying to change her name to Navy Biden. And I bet you money that the Biden family is trying to stop her. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Why am I asking you to remember London Roberts? It's because, as I said, she is our Stormy Daniels, in a good way. It's like when people describe me as the Van Jones of conservatism. I'll take it. You know, I could think of better, but that's not a bad thing. Van Jones has done a great job representing leftism, and he's pretty well known. I'd be happy doing that. Van's doing quite well for himself. He's a multimillionaire. You can bet on it. Probably got some of that Black Lives Matter money, but I digress. Anyway, you know what? Let me go ahead and say this. My birthday's coming up. June 21st. It's a biggie. It's a biggie. Some of you know me. You know how old I am, but I still look young, don't I? I look good. I'm telling you this because I just want to remind. I hadn't said much about it, but this is a biggie. And I wanted to have parties all over the country, but two things. Number one, I'm not budgeted to do it. Number two, I can't figure out whether I could get the time. But I'm trying to do it. I'm going to try to get to Dallas. I'm going to try to get to Tampa. I'm going to be in Atlanta during my birthday. And, you know, and here's the thing. I'm not celebrating my birthday as a celebration of me, not by any means. I'm celebrating it as a celebration of what we've done over the last 14-plus years together. And how many people I've gotten to know. But I'll touch on it another time at a different, just maybe it's a birthday segment. I'll talk about it. But I am happy that it's coming up, and I did want to bring it up. Let me go back to London Roberts, the Stormy Daniels of the conservative movement. Didn't want to be, but she was forced to be. And as one of my friends said, I think it was Laura Loomer, she said to me, Kevin, why do people always introduce her as she's a former stripper? Like it's, you know, whatever. So was she, that was her job, you know, whatever. Okay, I agree. Because it's almost like they're trying to, well, she's a former stripper. What, you don't know any? You know what the beauty is of sometimes of being a woman? I'm not trying to be a sexist, but you can be a former stripper in your hometown. You can move to another place and you can become the first lady. I'm not even trying to be funny about it. I'm saying nobody will know you. You don't carry your name. You get married unless somebody does some digging. But dudes, we carry our names unless you change your name. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer's Jeffrey Dahmer. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't become Jeffrey Danglebooger. I mean, he's Jeffrey Dahmer. And even if he changes his name, you ain't fooling us, boy. But yeah, so London Roberts. And she wants to get her baby's name changed to Biden. I think that's true. Look that up for me, fellas. I think she wants to change the baby's name to Biden, and they don't want it. Joe Biden doesn't want to recognize his baby. And this has really got her upset for two reasons. Because if Hunter Biden cared about his baby mama and his little baby Navy, maybe they would have gotten some of that Chinese money. See, because one of the other grandkids got some Chinese money. Why didn't little Navy get some of that? Here's what I read this article. To the fury of Hunter's legal team, Ziegler, there's a guy's name is Ziegler, has been hired as an expert on Hunter's laptop by a lawyer for London Roberts, the mother of Hunter's child. In her courtroom wrangle over how much child support he should pay for their four-year-old daughter, Navy Joan Roberts. Now, Hunter could have easily kept this under the wraps, just like he did his prostitutes, because none of them are suing him. They could be suing him. I talked about this in another show. The prostitutes in his videos could say, hey, I didn't give him permission to put me on there. What was he doing filming? I want my money. I want retribution. But you haven't seen any of that, have you? You can bet if these were Trump boys, they would have these trollops rolled out. And they would have them coming out every week. Oh, there's a new prostitute that says she didn't get paid. A new one. There's a new one. But not with Hunter. Nope. And in case London Roberts, remember that name, needs to know where her money went, I'm going to bet you in some of those SARS reports that Hunter didn't want discovered, I'm going to bet you money that she would find out where little Navy's college fund went. Little Navy's college fund went up Hunter's nose or was in his groin region. That's where her money went. How sick is that? This family has disavowed a young girl who they know is, look, it's my grandmother. My cousin, we call him, it was Aaron. I was thinking Little Robert, but it was Aaron. Aaron had six kids before he was 20 years old. And my grandmother said, well, that last one, I don't think that's his. He don't have our fingers. my grandmother, and the kid, he didn't. I mean, you have little attributes about your body that you go, okay, that he's got our nose or whatever. She goes, he don't have our fingers. And I said, that doesn't prove anything. You act like you're on a show of Mari. That boy don't have my ears. Look at his ears, them big old ears. You know, you hear black guys talking about, oh, look at that. Mm-mm. So anyway, my grandmother said he didn't have the fingers. So my cousin's girlfriend got a DNA test. And guess what? It was, you are the father. So I told my grandmother, I said, well, they got a DNA test. I said, how'd it turn out? She said, it said 99.9. I said, then it's his. It wasn't even 97. It was 99.9999999999999. You get it? And my grandmother was like, yeah, well, I don't know. I started laughing. What do you mean you don't know? That's your grandbaby. That is her great-grandbaby. That is your great-grandbaby. So that's that. And okay, then. But it took a lot. So that's the way the Bidens are, with little Navy. They don't want to own her. Robert's attorney, Arkansas, Clint Lancaster, hired Ziegler to help him unpick Hunter's finances and help her argue for more money from the first son, who, as we know, denied Navy until a paternity test proved dim's yo fangus. Okay? And here's what gets me. So Hunter's lawyer in the child support case is a guy named Brent Langdon. And he argued Ziegler has no experience as an accountant or a finance expert of any kind and poses a security and confidentiality risk if he's given Hunter's confidential financial documents and tax filings. So I want you to understand this. Hunter has completely sealed his tax filings. He doesn't want people going through his finances. We already know he's hiding money. I talked the other day about a guy telling him, Hunter, you need to declare that $400,000 that you got from Burisma. You better declare it. Then he got his Hollywood buddy to pay his $2 million tax bill. Who does this? Who does this for people? So, I've been saying this for some time, and that's why I keep telling you, London Roberts. Equate that to Stormy Daniel, except she's got a case. See, Stormy ain't got no baby. Stormy ain't got no blue dress. Stormy just has a pack of lies because she says, Donald Trump paid me $100,000 to have sex. I don't believe her. I don't believe Donald Trump would want to even be within 10 feet of this skank, but, you know, to each his own. But I don't believe it. Too many red flags for this black man to believe that Stormy Daniels was wanted by Trump. There's a lot of women out there. And I look, Trump's been he's put together Miss Universe and Miss America pageants, one of them. And I think if he saw Stormy compared to those women, he wouldn't be looking for Stormy. And I know people have their penchant for various things, but not skanks. Going back to what Hunter may find himself in a pickle over, is this lady can get his records, and miraculously, he's right. Hunter's right. Some of these records can be leaked. Now, I want you to understand, Hunter got mad because they leaked his SARS, his suspicious activity reports. He didn't want people to know that he was under investigation for that, that he was using the payola in order to pay prostitutes and pimps. And this is what they say is civility in the White House. Get him, London Roberts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As you guys know, I like highlighting things where people know how to debate, they know how to argue, and they push back on the craziness of leftism. It's what I do every day. It's what I'm. If there's anything that I miss about being on Fox, it's that I used to just beat leftists up on the daily. I mean, they wanted me on there all the time. Got another left? Oh, no problem. Show up. I'll be there. I mean, I'd get the bat signal, the KJ. I'd rush to New York. And go destroy me some leftists.
But here's the thing. I destroy people on the right. I beat up on Megyn Kelly one day. I beat up on Alice Camerota. Metaphorically, of course, folks. Whenever they get out of line and they start getting all wishy-washy, I have to remind them, no, that's not good common sense. And Megan's now, she's been red-pilled. She won't admit it's by me, but and I don't know if it is or not. But she's been red-pilled. And all you got to do is live long enough. All you got to do is wait for life's circumstances to get you to where you go, oh, shoot, you're right. You're right. I've talked about a lot of different things here, given examples of where people begin to wake up and say, enough is enough. These kids that were booing, because this LGBT crap. Good for them. It's what they should do. We are mutilating kids all for the sake of the transgender community. Oh, Kevin, you're not supposed to say the trannies, right? You can't say that word. Tell me what word I can't say. So you get we're the bad guys because we say, look, how about we let kids make this decision when they're a little more of a level of maturity where they can understand it? Why are we creating these psychotics? Because let me tell you, we're creating a generation of kids who won't know how to behave. They won't know who they are gender-wise. Who does this? What evil exists in you to say, I want this kid to not know what they are? Have this idea that there's all these different genders and sexualities and all this stuff. When in fact, there's two. And then there are freaks. That's it. There are two genders, male and female. And then there are freaks, the things that happen that science, you know, has to study. I get it. Hermaphrodites, etc. Freak! We do freaks all the time. We breed a horse with a donkey. We get a mule, and you can do the male and the female and the female and the male, and you get two different types of mules or whatever they call them. But guess what? Freaks! There's a plant outside of my house that grows limes, and lemons. And it freaks me out every season. I'm like, what in the world? It's really cool. There's another plant that'll grow three different veggies, three different types of oranges and stuff like that. Mangoes and different, freaks of nature, but not natural freaks. And it's okay. There's a word for everything that we're talking about here. If you think you're a boy and you're a girl, you're a freak. It's okay. We can deal with it, but you're a freak. Inasmuch as a person born with two heads is a freak. I get it. We call them Siamese twins. Now they call them conjoined twins because they weren't all from Siam. There you go. I know, totally blew your mind right there. Right? But they're freaks. Why? Because it's aberrant to nature. How many people do you know walk around with two heads? Or two bodies attached to each other? It is a total freaky thing. But we recognize it. We understand it scientifically. We know it's not supposed to happen, but we embrace it when it does. And I know it's freaky. I talked about these two girls where one says, I've never had, they share a pelvis, but one says, I've never had sex. And the other one goes, I have it all the time. I don't know how you do that. How do you rationalize that? But there you go. That's what happens when you enter the world of freaky. Kevin Jackson's. We're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, I'm just breaking stuff down for you because I'm tired of dealing with the same things over and over and over. But let me get to what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about this fifth grade teacher who dealt with the trans issue and how brilliant he was. He just held his ground. I think this was on Dr. Phil, but here's the clip.
Transgender boys who might not have their own money to go buy tampons, if they're provided free in the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want.
Cis men don't menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
No, they don't.
Non-binary people.
Only women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
to
cis women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So explain to me as to why my body menstruated.
If your chromosomes are XX... and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're not men.
We're a whole group of people.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life. Tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this as an
the
example
science.
when we've learned sex and gender identity are two very they're completely different things.
They're not completely different.
They are completely different.
Completely different words.
Sex is what you're born with. The sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely
Well, I don't accept
things.
That distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up. The people who hate the truth. People who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so. But that does not mean that the rest of us have to join that illusion. I disagree with you, and so you call it hate. But there's no hate in my heart at all. So that's
you are being hateful when you tell somebody that identifies as a man that they're not a man.
That's not hateful. That's a fact.
There you go. All you people that don't like the kids, confront that you're, Kevin, you're so pugilistic and you always want to go to battle. There you go. I just showed you how a guy who doesn't appear to me like he's ready to throw down. Welcome back, people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I don't know who that guy was. They say he was a fifth grade teacher. I believe that was on Dr. Phil. I never heard Dr. Phil argue, come into it, so I don't know for sure. But the guy was spitting truth. Total truth. Men do not menstruate. Trans men do. No, they don't. He says XX menstruate. XY do not. You can pretend to be a man. And what did he say? That's okay. You want to pretend to be a guy? Got no problem with it. And here's what was most critical in my, one of the more critical things about this, in my opinion. He said, the one of the people arguing against him said, well, you know, why are you talking about the science of it? Why are we just looking at the science? Isn't that what leftists do all the time? The science, this is settled science. Climate change, settled science. And global whatever, right? That's settled science. COVID and all the different things about settled science. This is just the way it is. It's the science of it. And here's what's funny about the science. Every time they bring up science, the science debunks them. And then when they finally realize that the science actually validates what we say on the left, somebody should have kicked me right in the naughty bits for even thinking that. But when we say on the right is correct, then they throw science out the window. Why are you bringing up science? Now, wouldn't it be nice, folks, that every time something doesn't suit your needs, you get to argue. You argue back and forth. You can use the science when it's convenient, but you don't want to use the science when it's not convenient. And here's the real crux of the argument. The science for them is never convenient. These people lie about the science. They will give you statistics on the number of black people killed by cops. They will fudge them, and then when you catch them on it, they're like, well, how dare you? You're a racist. Oh, I wasn't fiddling around. I knew what I was going to say. I'm just saying, that's what they do. They want you to be, you're the bad guy. You called me out on the science. You actually have the real numbers. You can actually articulate and back up what you're saying. Yes, I can. Sadly for you, black people are not the ones killed the most by cops based on interaction with police. What? I know, just blew your minds again. That's what I do on this show. Sex and gender identity, they say, are two different things. And he says, no, they're not. You're making it up. And he goes on to explain what everybody should be talking about. You don't like the truth. And because it doesn't fit what you see as your reality. So because you've got distorted version of reality, which is what I talk about with Gavin Newsom and all these other leftists who want you to believe that Joe Biden's a good president despite every single indicator in your life to prove that he's not a good president, they want you to believe he's amazing. It's insanity, folks, is what it is. And if you want to live with that delusion, if you want to let people live with that insanity, go for it. I'm not even going to be mad at you for that. But don't be surprised at the results. When you get stupid kids, you get people that, you know, that behave in a way that you go, I don't get that. No, you don't get it, and you won't get it. You better speak up for what you believe. That's why God gave you that mouth. And don't let me be the one doing it for you all the time. I get a little tired. I gotta take a rest.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.